It's just after 10 past 8. It's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, as we do every Tuesday. And Mrs. Shonisani Nepalama is on the line, and we're going to talk about whole foods today. And Shonisani is the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Shonisani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure and good to have you again. And let's get straight into it. What are we referring to when we use the term whole foods?
I'm sure a lot of our listeners, they're asking themselves, what is whole food? The definition for whole food, it's mostly plant-based diet of mainly unprocessed and minimally processed food. This includes food such as whole grains, fresh vegetables and fruits, legumes, nuts, and seeds, which are health-promoting foods that are nutrient-dense, high in fiber, and they are free from additives, salt, sugar, as well as fat.
Okay, so basically healthy foods that come from healthy backgrounds.
Yes, they come from healthy background or straight from the garden.
Right, right. And have South Africans been consuming whole foods? I think I can guess the answer, but I'll leave it up to you.
Just to take a background on stats, in South Africa since 1994 to 2012, there have been an overall increase in energy intake, which include sugar-sweetened beverages, processed and packaged foods, animal source food, and added caloric sweeteners, while the consumption of these whole foods such as vegetable has decreased. In particular, the consumption of processed food and packaged foods such as soft sugary drinks, sauces, dressings and condiments, and sweet and savory snacks had the most drastic increase of more than 50%. So if you check, that's quite a high number if people now are living eating whole foods to eating this sugary food as well as salty food. It has increased by 50%, which also can increase the risk of non-communicable diseases. So right. In one of the studies that was done in 2016, they found that the respondents between above the age of 15 years and older, the consumption of sugary food for day and night before the survey was 35.7%. And also the respondent, they ate fried food at least once per week. This consumption of poor food and drink choices at an early age, with 18% of children aged 6 to 8 months consuming salt snacks and 4% consuming sugary food during the night and the day before survey. This increased quickly from 64% and 3% respectively of children aged to 18 to 23 months. So if you just check the stats that I've mentioned, it just shows that the whole foods have not been particularly been part of the average South African diet, as most people now are consuming food that are high in fat, sugar, as well as salt.
Okay. And Shonisani, what is the difference between unprocessed or minimally processed foods, and ultra-processed foods?
The unprocessed or minimally processed food, it includes food in their natural state or changed slightly to make them edible. This means that there is no sugar, fat, or salt added in this food. They also don't contain any additives. They are nutrients dense, and also they are good sources of vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The example for this include like a fresh apple. When it comes to processed food, these ones, they still resemble the original food item, but processing is used to increase the convenience or the shelf life of the original food, or to enhance the color or taste. This kind of food, they may contain a little bit of added sugar, fat, or salt, but they still contain the essential nutrients, and they may contain also a little bit of additives. Example of this also just includes the maize, because they add the iron and the iodine to make it more nutrient dense. And then when it comes to ultra-processed food, they have industrial reformulation. They are usually refined or processed to the point that they contain very little or none of their original form. Usually with the ultra-processed food, They are intensely tasty. They usually have a longer life shelf, and they usually require no cooking. They are high in sugar, fat, and salt, and also they contain additives such as stabilizing preservatives and are known to be empty kilojoules, usually containing very little essential nutrients or fiber. Mm. The example of ultra-processed food, it includes like Vienna, Spalloni, or Russian.
Okay. And can you provide us with some tips to incorporate more whole food in our diet?
People can incorporate more whole food into their diets by choosing a variety of food that are affordable in season. Choosing food that are in season will help them to save cost, because those food usually, they will be cost effective because they are available. And also, this can also be achieved by drawing up a food budget, because when you go to shopping, this will help ensure that you stay within your budget. And also, it will help you down to write down your meal plan. So you will shop according to what you need for that week or for a month, which means also you won't overspend on money. Mm. They can also enjoy a healthy eating plan, which means also preparing food in healthier ways. People can use like boiling, grilling, or baking instead of frying, because that means that they will be eating food in a more like a whole state rather than processing it further by adding oil for frying.
Okay.
They can also eat indigenous vegetable or fruits, because these fruits and vegetables, they are a good source of vitamins and minerals, and also it will help them to strengthen their immune system. They can also incorporate like frozen vegetables as well as dried vegetable as part of the health eating plan. Mm, mm. The other thing that can help us to make sure that we are eating enough of whole food is soaking beans and chickpeas overnight in plenty of water, because this will reduce cooking time and also to help reducing bloating. Because I know some of us, sometimes we try to avoid cooking beans because we think, oh, they're going to take too long for them to cook. But soaking will help to reduce that cooking time. And also, the other thing that can help to incorporate whole food is that if you have the capacity, they can double the amounts when preparing regular eaten foods such as brown rice, dry peas, beans, or peas or lettuce. You can do this the same with your favorite meal, family recipe, so that less leftovers are left. And also those leftovers can be eaten a day after, and also they can be carried out for lunch. They can be taken to work for lunch or even for supper, which will also help to save the cost.
Right.
The other thing that people can do, it's also to look at the nutritional information on the food label. When they look at the nutritional label, they can look out for total sugar, saturated fat, and sodium content. Because if they see those kind of things, they should go check if it's written added and also how much it contains. Because if it contains higher amount, it means that this food was processed. It's not whole food. So they can then try to avoid those that have a high fat, high sugar, and high salt.
Okay. So there are alternatives. And as you say, you know, just a little bit of careful planning. But now you mentioned that, you know, with that planning, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has resources available and recipes and all sorts on their websites and on your social media channels. How can our listeners get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
I think, yes, Wayne, there is resources that can help with meal planning on the website. They can go on our website at the www.heartfoundation.co.za, and also they can like our media social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. On those social media pages, we also do post resources that people can use to do their meal planning for a week or for about 2 weeks, depending on their budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and the Facebook and the contact details?
The contact details for people to contact us to speak with one of our healthcare professionals, it's 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much for chatting to us today. And yeah, some scary statistics about the the sort of highly processed foods and the amounts that us South Africans are actually eating. But thanks very much for that, and looking forward to chatting to you next week.
Thank you, Wayne, and to the listeners. Chat again next week.
Cheerio then. Thanks a lot. That's Mrs. Shonisani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about whole foods. And this chat will be on our website later on as well as a podcast.